Grace and peace to you. Thank you for tuning into the movement. This show will push you to your destiny, to your purpose, where we hope to change mindsets by totally being real and raw. I'm your host, Cedric Griffin. Let's go. Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the movement. Let's go. Today we have a guest in the house, one of my dear friends, Miss Christina Palamek. Christina, grace and peace to you. How are you?
Grace and peace, divine favor. I'm well, thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. You know, today we're going to talk about It Ain't Over Yet.
Amen.
It ain't over yet. And literally, I know that some of you all might be saying that ain't is so improper to use, but you know, but sometimes you just got to use something that's going to just flow, and it ain't over yet. And what we're going to talk about today is that, you know, I don't care what it is that you're going through in life, it ain't over yet. You know, one thing that I think, Christina, in regards to a sunrise is just God's way of saying, try again.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
But Christina, tell us about who are you? Tell us the story. I've known Christina for about, what?
8 years.
8 years.
Yes.
8 years.
Maybe more.
Wow.
And so, another life also, I'd say.
Awesome. Well, one of the things I want to share with you, Christina, on this this show here, that we believe we're authentic.
Mm-hmm.
We're just flowing. Christina wasn't even supposed to be a guest today. And she just popped up. And I'm like, you know what? Will you be a guest? So please share with us who you are.
Okay, first of all, the pop-ups are ordained by God as far as I'm concerned. So I am one of those people who is sold out to Christ and sold out to, I'm Native American, so to us the universe is God and all involved. So when I pop up someplace, it was ordained, my steps were ordained, as it says in Psalms, that your steps are ordained by the Holy, by God. So if I woke up this morning, the first thing I say is, you know, thank God for being alive, being well. What's next? What do we do? Where am I supposed to be today? And once I hear with my spiritual ears, you know, it's not like hearing when someone's speaking as we are. Something inside that you know from your gut and serving the God that you serve tells you, follow me. So I went here, I went there, I pull up in the parking lot, and lo and behold, who's sitting in the parking lot, and I pull up next to him, is Cedric. That has happened a few times, but never here, never at this moment. You've mentioned the show to me. I never skipped a beat and worried about me getting together with you, because I know how my vibe, my frequency flows with God. So the right timing is today, which means the perfect ears are going to hear this show today that need to be uplifted by the message.
Amen.
So basically who I am is just a person who sold out to Christ with spiritual ears, and let's walk and let's get it done. I was homeless for 7 years. I built 5 businesses during that time, met Cedric during that time. And I have to say one thing, Cedric, that I was at the flea market recently. Haven't been there in about 2 years. And a lady that used to be across from my table walked up and said something that totally floored me. She said, do you know how much respect we have for you? And I said, oh. She goes, all the people that were here when you were at the flea market and you were homeless, sleeping in your car, and you were selling your stuff, you were never upset, you were never angry, you always had fun, you always laughed. And she said, we respect that so much. So let me just say to the audience real quickly, hold your countenance, because countenance is honorable to God. And when he sees that you are faithful over those few things, your many is on the way. So you have to be prepared for your many. Now, my many, I believe it's here and I'm walking into it. But everything is in perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
Enough said?
Absolutely. So what were your mindset? Because when I first met you, I remember that, you know, even though your situation was homeless, but nothing about you was homeless. And you have been such an inspiration to me just seeing your it ain't over yet.
It ain't over.
And so what was your mindset during that time?
You know, walking in the Holy Spirit is hard to explain the mindset, because I was sold out to Christ then. So my mindset was following what I'm supposed to do, where I'm supposed to be, and hanging on to countenance, faith, strength. But I think the passion for me is making other people feel good. So I can't make you feel good if I'm looking down and I'm acting down and I'm depressed and I'm, you know, I am all about making other people feel good. So I think that's what really pushed me. I think that's what made me make it through like that, mm-hmm. even when I met you.
Right. Did you ever feel like, God, that, you know, I'm doing these things. You know, why am I still? What's your mindset?
Oh, I still think that now. Mm-hmm. Oh, he and I have chit chats. Mm-hmm. We have chit chats. I think I'm his toughest child because I won't sell out to anyone else. Everything I have to scream about, cry about, yell about, get mad about, whatever, I go to him for it because he honors the fact that he made me. He knows what I'm like. Mm-hmm. I don't have to put on a show. So when I go to him, he's like, okay, here she comes. Wow. We're going to figure this out.
Yeah.
And that's the way I look at it every day.
Right.
My daddy has all the money. I don't even worry about it. Mm-hmm. He's going to show up with the person who's going to bless me, or he's going to bless me in his own way. And then you pass it forward.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying, basically, if people will learn to do the groundwork and let go of the result they expect, they'll be able to hold their countenance daily and get through it all.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, one of the things that I believe in, so many people are embarrassed by their what I call temporary failures, their temporary disappointments.
True.
Their temporary letdowns.
Temporary is right.
Their temporary setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And they become embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And they give up on life. So many people that I meet, Christina, they operate from a standpoint, they're still persecuting themselves based on a bad decision, based on a bad error, bad judgment, or whatever the case
True.
Be.
True. I've done all that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a lot of talks with myself, and no, I'm not crazy, but I do talk to myself about the choices I've made in my life. I've had opportunities to do things, but as you know, and only Cedric knows this, I've taken my real estate exam twice. The first time I was homeless, sleeping in my car for 7 days, knew nothing about real estate, and I got a 90 on my exam. This past one, I flunked it. There were reasons, but they're not excuses. There were reasons. There were things that people go through, and they'll unfocus you or whatever, but guess what? I'm going to pass the next one. So I'm using that analogy to let people know that no matter the circumstance, don't let it define who you are. Just don't do that. That's a waste of time and energy. When you step into the negative, you're wasting time. Life is too short to waste that time and that energy. Go to the positive. And you know what? If you don't want to believe something's going to happen, that's fine. But what's your passion? Move towards your passion. That's the groundwork. Don't worry about the outcome, because God has the outcome for you already. And it's going to be amazing whether you know it or not. I'm still in a situation. Now people look at me and go, why aren't you crying? I said, because I don't have any tears left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. Because if I have no tears left, what else is there? Smiles.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're smiling your way through, even if you're faking it, if you fake that you have a broken leg and you can walk okay, pretty soon you're going to walk okay.
Mm. And I like to say, is not that you're faking it. I prefer people to Faith it.
That's nice. I like
until
that.
Until you faith until, I like until it manifests.
That's nice.
You know, you
that's
don't
rich.
Have to fake it.
Faith it.
But faith it.
Use that, people. I love
until
it.
Until it manifests.
Exactly.
You know, there's nothing in the universe that can stop us from letting go and starting over again.
True.
And that's why I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet.
I don't care what it is. You know, I had this guy who, you know, called me a few weeks ago, a dear brother of mine. And he was telling me that, you know, he was going to be getting a divorce, etc. They've been married for, you know, 20 plus years. And I was so relieved the next time I spoke with him. And basically his theory was, it ain't over yet. Because he went back into that relationship and started analyzing and see, okay, here's what I need from you. What do you need from me?
Mm-hmm.
The communication enhanced.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they've started over again.
Awesome.
You know, mm-hmm. I truly believe, I don't care whether or not it's a relationship, a business, a family, a career, whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, spiritual, it ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet.
You know, it's people that I know who, you know, sometimes I ask them, you know, when the last time you went to church? Well, they haven't went to church in years.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't they went to church? Because they experienced some church hurt here.
Right.
So now, you who have experienced church hurt, why are you going to group every situation? Or why are you going to let probably a few people inside the church stop you from praising, worshiping, and hearing God's word?
Absolutely. Agreed.
So one of the things that I want to challenge you this morning on, what in your life that you need to manifest in your spirit that it ain't over yet? It ain't over yet. So what? You didn't get the job you wanted. Who says that God has something better for you?
Exactly.
The timing might have was off. Or maybe he was preventing you from working with a boss that you knew that he knew you wasn't going to like.
Exactly. Been there, done that.
Don't give up, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't over yet. You know, when I think about here we are, we're in the last month of 2020. And let's keep it real, ladies and gentlemen. We all can say that 2020 has been a year that we'll forever talk about. We'll forever tell our grandkids, great-grandkids about 2020.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's been a year. I don't care how wealthy you are or how poor you are. It's been a year that we were forever in sync, right?
Mm-hmm.
With this thing, this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It floored society. You know, one of the things when you was walking in the building, what did I ask you? Where's your mask? Where's your mask? And so here's the thing that excites me about 2020. Here it is that we're in December, getting ready to usher into 2021. We've made it, ladies and gentlemen. We've made it. We should have the attitude that, hey, it ain't over yet. We're getting ready to get stronger.
We are. Okay, one thing I want to say that's on my mind, I want everyone to please remember this. It's imperative. As long as you're on this side of the dirt, you have a mission. You have a reason for being. Please don't forget that. So I know some people have tendencies that want to take them into abusing the temple, whether it's drinking or smoking or committed suicide, whatever it is. But remember this. One more time, I'm going to say this. while you're on this side of the dirt, your time is not up yet. Okay? That means you are on a mission. You need to do the mission. The second thing I want to say that I want you to remember is that there are three things. The second thing is remember the window at the top of the ark. I remember the Lord woke me up one morning at 2 a.m. I always have these epiphanies, and there was a window above. And the message was, when the ark was built, there were no windows around the outside of the ark. The only window was in the top. What does that tell you? That he wants you looking up at him while he takes care of everything out here. Everything is done for you. I'm writing a book right now called Just Walk. And that's in that book. When you just walk and remember to look up, everything else is already taken care of. Okay? So with that being said, the third thing that I want to say is that, Cedric, I want to comment on what you just said about moving and shaking. And it's a very short story. I made a phone call this morning to someone I hadn't spoken with in about a year. It was in my spiritual ears to do this, and I mentioned something, and the person said to me, "Oh my gosh, are you serious? You want to do that for me? No one wants to do it. I've been after someone for months to do this, and you just call out of the blue and you'll do this for me?" And I said, "Yes." So what he said makes sense, because the doors that have closed on you, don't you think for a second they weren't meant to close. Your life is in order. Okay? Psalms says your steps are ordered by the Lord. I don't care who you are. You're ordered. Every hair on your head is counted. So no, you're not in charge. So please, if something, even if it's a job that pays you so well and you think that it's just a bomb shadiggity and all of a sudden those doors slam, you just look up through that one window in the ark and you say, "What's next?" Because when I lost my $80,000, the first thing that's where I went homeless the first 7 years. When I lost that $80,000, I'll never forget it. I'm walking around the parking lot in front of my office building. I had two secretaries, the whole nine, talking to my prayer partner on the phone for 30 minutes. From that day forward, I said, from now on is 30 seconds. You get 30 seconds to moan and complain, and then I'm going to say, "What do you want to do now?" Because that's what happened that night. And after 30 minutes, I looked at God and said, "Okay, what's next?"
Man.
And that was it. So that's imperative. I hope everybody got that.
Awesome. So basically, you give someone 30 seconds to moan or complain.
That's right. And then be over it,
and
because you get stuck in it.
And then ask the question, okay, what's next?
What's next?
What's next?
Because if you get stuck in it, then yeah, it is over.
That's good stuff. So often, I have some friends of mine who literally I used to just, I sympathize for them, because from the time that they wake up to even when they go to sleep all day long, all they're getting is people who are complaining all day long, 365 days of the year, and so finally I spoke with one lady about a month ago and just checking on her, and she shared with me, she finally have ended being been the person that everybody complains to.
Good.
Because she realized that when you allow somebody to consistently complain and moan to you, it makes you feel depressed.
Yeah, you said the word allow, and that's essential.
Allow, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that people used to tell me all the time is that, it's very few people complain or moan to me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I'm just not that person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that person. My philosophy is, like you said, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it?
Right.
It reminds me of a story where these two city grandkids went to visit their grandpas in the country, grandma and grandpa. So when they get there, they're sitting on the porch waiting for them. They're sitting in their rocker chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And beside them is this big dog. And so they go to hug their grandmother, they go to hug their grandfather. And then they're hearing the dog moan with pain. And after it's going on consistently, the grandson asked the grandpa, "Don't you hear the dog in pain? You're not going to help him?" And you know what the granddad said? "He'll do something when he's tired of hurting."
Wow.
Because
that's
the
rich.
Dog could have gotten off the nail.
That's rich.
But he stayed laying on the nail.
Wow.
So I read this when I was like 16 years of age, and it stuck with me. And it said that, hey, when I'm tired of something, I'm going to do something about it.
Exactly.
That's why I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't over yet.
It ain't over
yet. It ain't over yet. I don't care what it is. You know, most of you all heard the story of Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player in the world. He got cut his 10th grade year. Imagine if he would have thought that it was over because he didn't make the 10th grade. Imagine. Tom Brady, one of the best quarterbacks ever. He got drafted in the sixth round. The sixth round. You know, most of us have heard the story or seen the movie Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, Ray was a guy, he wasn't smart.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't see. But it didn't stop his legacy.
Exactly.
It ain't over yet. Imagine, Christina, if Ray Charles would have said, "I can't see. I can't see." James Brown's one of the greatest entertainers of all times.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't smart. Imagine if James Brown would have took the mindset, "I can't go and move the arenas.
Exactly.
I'm not smart."
Mm-hmm.
So I want to challenge you, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't over yet. One of the things that I want to ask of you to do, I think that you should process. You should start thinking, what in your life should you be saying, "It ain't over yet"? And then what you have to ask yourself, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
What are you going to do about it? Don't be like that dog who's just laying on the nail, just complaining, just moaning, just sighing. What are you going to do about it?
Okay, but be careful what you do about it, because there are some people I had to cut out of my life. When I say cut them out, I can love them from a distance, because some of those people were so negative that even when I came to, because, okay, I'm speaking to someone right now who's in a profession. And the people around, I'm just telling you, I'm getting from the Holy Spirit. You're in a profession where people around you and your family and all of that, they don't understand you. They don't understand what you do and what your gift is. Don't look to those people for your answer. When we go inward and we meditate and we pray and we just remember, God made me for this purpose. This is your journey, not theirs. They're going to think you're insane. Mm-hmm. But do your passion, because everything starts someplace. My favorite story is KFC. 1,001 proposals, and he finally got someone, and now look at them. And it's not even just about that. Your prosperity is what you believe it is. But I'm speaking to you. Do not allow those around you who don't understand you to stay in your bubble, because they will take you down. You'll start listening to all those comments, thinking they're positive. And God is trying to tell you, no, I have this door open for you. Focus on the door. Focus on the door. That's all I'm saying.
Good stuff. Notice one of the things she says, sometimes with people who are negative in your world, why give negative people energy? Why would you allow negative people to alter your day? To alter your week, to alter your life.
Mm-hmm.
So many people, you know, the thing that I teach my boys, my kids, is who's in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in your ear? It's so important that you have to surround yourself with people that if they say if Christina says, you know what? I believe I could fly.
Mm-hmm.
You want people in your space who's saying, do you need help putting on the wings?
Thank you. Absolutely correct.
On the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't allow people to put their fears or their negativity on you.
A lot of people want to keep you in that bubble.
A lot of people want to keep you in that bubble.
Because they are there and they can't see you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. One of the things that my dear brother who's saving his marriage, you know, he shared with me that he was so mindful of the people who he shared it with had the mindset to keep fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Try again.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth one more fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine if he would have had some people in his ear who saying, yeah, man, you know, 6 out of 10 people that I know are getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Or man, everybody's getting a divorce just today.
And he would have to love them from a distance.
Absolutely. And so with that being said, you have to surround yourself with people who's going to help remind you that it ain't over yet.
And don't be afraid to be by yourself.
You know, one of the things that growing up, my kids would often say to me, Daddy, you don't have friends. But guess what? I had plenty of friends. But my friends wasn't the type that's going to be overwatching the football game,
right,
stopping by to have a glass of wine, you know,
yeah.
You know, let's go to the movies, mm-hmm, etc. You know,
they're moving and shaking, and you're a bubble.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so, with that being said, you really want to define what in your life, ladies and gentlemen, as we prepare to close this broadcast, the movement, let's go, where the early bird catches the worm, every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. What is it in your life that you need to examine? It ain't over yet. You know, I don't care what it is. This show is to help inspire you. This show is to help you restart, refresh, reposition, start over. We believe that this is the year of It's time for manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know this, ladies and gentlemen, that 2020, we've made it thus far. We're going to finish this year strong. And 2021, get ready. Christina, is there anything you want to say?
Be an excellent example to your children. They are the next generation that we must depend on.
Amen. That's good stuff. And one of the things that I want to make sure you're setting an example with your kids is to not quit. You're not a failure until you quit. I don't care what it is that you're going through. I'm sitting here with the lady that I saw that I don't care what she was going through. She inspired me daily. Why? Because she realizes it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Miss Christina Palamek for being a guest today.
Thank you.
We hope to see you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. on The Movement. Let's go. We want to thank our sponsors, Premier Coast Realty and Real Estate Cake. We're so honored. And remember, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're also right. Grace and peace to each and every one of you all. And we will see you at the top.
Divine favor.
Thank you for tuning into The Movement. We hope we have inspired you to go and pursue destiny and purpose. Our sponsors are Real Estate Cake and Premier Coast Realty. To submit questions or comment, please email us at themovementgo@gmail.com. That's themovementgo@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. Grace and peace to you.